Wayne, you were sharing with us that one of the factors that weighs in when someone has offended is that they've got to make sure that they are looking at what is going on. And we need to, as society, be sure that empathy is part of our equation of thinking, so that we're not so quick to just say, throw this person in the prison and then throw away the key. But realizing that there may be a place, a need for treatment. But you also shared with me when we were off air that one of the things that's so important, and you began to allude to this when we were talking, is the importance of the person who has been offended receiving whatever kind of treatment they need in order to help them recover. Could you talk with us, just before we begin to talk more about what is happening in the world of the offender, more about what's happening in the world of the one who has been offended?
Sure. You know, it's interesting. I get lots of letters from prisoners all over the country, and many of them mention that they were abused themselves when they were earlier in life. And I sense from just reading their letters and hearing their stories that they did not receive proper counseling to understand and gain a, you know, the kind of a recovery from that they needed. And now, wouldn't you know it, here years later, they've done the very same thing. As the old saying goes, I live in a very large Native American state, and I think a statement of you have to walk in one's moccasins to understand, and I think that goes for so many things. No one can make the statement, I understand, with someone that has, you know, had some type of trauma. I think one of the best programs that's going in the country, and it needs to strengthen, is restorative justice. And that is where the three elements of any type of crime or wrongdoing are brought back, not just to justice, but to recovery. Mm-hmm. First, of course, is the offender, that we need to make sure the offender receives the proper tools to gain control and understand what they've done and not do it again. The victim also needs to be understood and be given the same tools to regain their life and a feel of total again. And if both of those things happen in an incident, then society, the community, gains from it. Those are the three sides of restorative justice, the victim, the offender, and the community. And in each one, like I said earlier, I'm concerned that the people who are victimized generally do not receive the proper amount of care that they need, the respect. I know one thing I hear so often today, you know, with all the harassment stories we're hearing, is that, well, I don't think I think they're making that up. They just want the money out of that. Hmm. I'm not hearing much compassion for someone. And I know people will say, well, that was 15, 20, 30 years ago. And we see that in sex abuse cases, too. Look at all the issues just breaking recently of the Catholic priest.
Yes, sir.
And these have, you know, were many years ago. It's very hard to come forward with somebody that you respected, someone that was in power, someone who had all the side of, you know, where society was, and confront that. It's very difficult. But if we're going to make strides in helping everyone feel better, we need to give more concern and compassion to those who are victimized.
And sharing this concern, this compassion with those who are victimized, is it ever appropriate to have the person who has been offended have communication with, contact with the one who offended them? Or is it better to just have them go their separate ways in most cases?
That is a very complicated Carl. Naturally, it seems like it would be best, but in so many instances here, there's just been so much emotional damage that the best thing is for a person to just gain the important steps to feel good about themselves and move forward rather than to meet the person. Now, I have heard of it happening, and I encourage it if it's done in the proper way. No doubt there needs to be a mediator. There needs to be a counselor. I think this works a lot in restorative justice in other types of cases like burglary, robbery, you know, where something was taken, where they can make up for that. But it's got to be very, very cautiously approached. But I really would encourage it if it is possible. And I think a lot of people can learn from it. And I can tell in a minute about some sessions that I've had with some people who are survivors that I feel are very powerful. And they certainly have been for me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's be ready to hear that when we come back. Wayne Bauer is talking with us about some of the ways that intervention has helped survivors of sexual abuse. Our guest, Wayne Bowers, and I will be right back.